I have a high school education. And, but you, when you came, graduated from her school, you could enter these colleges because she had better teachers there than we had in our public schools. It's the only way I can account for it.
Which schools could you, colleges could you go into?
I didn't go.
But could you go into?
Oh, there was Wellesley, Bath, and Smith, I think. Mm-hmm. When you graduated from there.
I
didn't
know. Mm-hmm. And so, but how many years did you stay in the school in San Antonio?
Well, I stayed in school till 1904, 1905, 1906, 1907. I finished in 1907. That would be the 4 years. You know, it went into 1908 because I didn't go there till January. See, I only went 6 months up in New York, and I got out of there as fast as I could. I was used to riding horses. Oh, that was like being in prison. But it was a marvelous place.
What was it like there, the school in New York that you went to?
Well, you see, I don't remember too much. I was young. I was 13, you know. And it was strict, you know. Convent was strict, very strict then. And of course it seemed to me that I'd be no judge because I had had too much freedom, you know. Life was simple down here. And to put a Texas girl up there, especially in a convent. the relatives, I went to lots of plays up there, you know, that they selected, that I could see, you know, not like the day the children go and see anything, and it's perfectly all right, it seems. But I came back through, spent 2 weeks in New Orleans there. We had friends there, and then headed on into San Antonio. And then my aunt, I don't know how she got home. She must have come and came back the same way we went up, you know. They were building the railroad. It was built in 1904. Maybe she could come. And I'm going to tell you something else, that when I came home, I was the first unpaid passenger. See, my father gave 2,500 acres right away. So we had a pass. And there was a friend of mine born in Hidalgo. It was sent to school up there. And it came time, that was the end of 1904 when we came home. See, I'd been gone a year. And we had to go to San Antonio Corpus. My father had friends. And we had to spend the night there. Then from Corpus we came to Robstown. Of course you'd have to have a map. It was so easy for me because Robstown is up that way. And then I came on a construction train. And it was Colonel Sam Robinson. He allowed this girl and myself to come. And I have that everything exact. I can tell you that number of hours it took for us to get right down here. They were building the track ahead of us.